David's Daily Digital Dollop. Dollop 97. Getting in a...
Why is it in grade 1 Braille?
Hang on, it's in grade 1 Braille, everybody. You can't expect me to read grade 1 Braille. Hang on a minute. Okay. Disaster averted, my friends. I know. You'll remember where you were when that happened. Do you remember that dollop where he was started reading it and he realised he was in grade 1 Braille? Oh, dollop 97. I'll never forget it. Might be a question on Mastermind. Take heed. It's important that you write that down and learn it. You might hear a little bit of mandolin, by the way, while I'm reading this, because Ben is playing the mandolin. David's Daily Digital Dollop. Dollop 97. Getting in a muddle over a snuggle. Yesterday, Facebook rolled out a new feature which describes Facebook photos to blind people. While this could be seen as a great step forward for accessibility and equality, in practical terms, all it means is that now blind people will have to endure hearing about superfluous, pointless crap such as photo of average-looking lasagna, photo of fairly generic-looking spaghetti bolognese. In the past, our screen readers would have simply ignored these photos, but not anymore. I mean, I'm all for technology making the world more accessible and equal, but at the same time, I am not too happy about being dragged into this whole new world of tedium. There are few advantages to being blind, but being able to skip pointless pictures of people's meals was certainly one of the rare bonuses. And now, Facebook have taken that one gift away from us, the evil bastards. Today is a very special day for my housemates Ben and Elsa, as they are taking their relationship to the next level. They have bought something called a love chair, also known as a snuggle chair. They are both playing this purchase down, claiming that it's merely a compact, practical chair, but I think this is clearly a major step forward in their partnership. They have reached the snuggling stage of their relationship. Who knows, give it a year and they might be sleeping in the same bed. But for now, I don't think that they're ready for that, and so naturally Elsa will continue to share my bed with me until they are ready. It's important for them not to rush these things, as I am at pains to remind them. But I am really happy for them both that they have reached the snuggling stage, and that they have expressed their love for each other through the medium of chair purchase. Elsa has been at work all day, so me, Ben and Sean went in the young'un's van to pick up the chair, which was at someone's house, and Ben had found a second-hand deal on Gumtree. The three of us went into the house. We all had a sit in the snuggle chair, and it was very comfortable. But the husband and wife, who had owned the chair, insisted that two people needed to try it. "It's a snuggle chair," she implored, "designed for two people to sit together, and it's much more comfortable when two people are sat on it, rather than just one." Ben and I both sat on the chair together. It's essentially a chair designed for couples, and it's quite intimate as there's not much space. The cushions also sink quite low, and the way that it sinks causes the two people to recline together. "Oh, you both look very homely on there," the lady said, sounding very pleased. I think Sean and I had both started to realise that the husband and wife had obviously assumed that Ben and I were gay in the way that they were looking at us and interacting with us. I don't know why it mattered what the old couple thought about us, but for some reason, I started to try and explain to them that I wasn't Ben's partner. I just happened to live with Ben. "Oh no, I'm not Ben's partner," I said as I got out of the seat. Ben still hadn't cottoned on to the couple's assumption. He was too busy assessing the chair, checking that it didn't have any blemishes. Ben turned to Sean, patted the seat, and invited Sean to sit next to him. This made the couple then assume that if I wasn't Ben's partner, then Sean must be. "Ah, yes, you both look very homely on there," the wife said, sounding even more pleased, as if trying to compensate for her previous mistake. Last time she'd said that Ben and I looked homely, before discovering that we weren't actually partners. So, this time, she presumably said very homely, and delivered it with extra relish, so as to placate Sean, in case he felt jealous by the couple's previous assumption. Sean, like me, for some reason felt the need to correct the woman's assumption about being gay and in a relationship with Ben, and so he also pointed out to the woman that they weren't a couple. He explained that Ben and I lived together and that he was a friend. Ben, for some reason, decided to add some extra information to that statement, mentioning that although technically me and Ben lived together, me and Sean probably spent more time away with each other than I spent at home with him. This was meant to be a casual throwaway statement about me and Sean being away gigging quite a lot, but without the inclusion of the gigging element, that merely seemed to make the couple more confused as they tried to work out who was with whom. "We're away playing together quite a lot," I began, but seemingly the pause between the next fact was too long for Sean, and so he hastily interjected. In a band, he means. We're in a band together. A folk band, I added. In hindsight, I think that it's safe to say that the line, we're away playing together quite a lot, although intended as a harmless statement, did seem a little suggestive, given the thoughts that seemed to be running through this confused couple's heads. Sean instantly realised this, which is why he'd interrupted so quickly to point out that when I said, we're away playing together a lot, I was referring to playing in a band. Sean's hurried comment about being in a band made me realise how my original statement must have come across. Therefore, in order to make up for my previous accidental euphemistic line, I decided to furnish them with more information to help give more credibility to our explanation. So, I added, a folk band. It's a folk band. But I think this probably sounded to the couple like I'd added this extra bit of information because I'd realised that our cover story wasn't sounding particularly convincing. There was a bit of a pause. The wife cleared her throat, and then the husband asked, So, what instruments do you play? The wife cleared her throat again, maybe because she was a bit nervous and wished that her husband hadn't asked that question, as now we'd have to manufacture more lies and develop this already fragile cover story. Sean and I both spoke at the same time. I said, I play the accordion. And Sean said, it's unaccompanied singing. We were both correct, as we do a mix of unaccompanied songs and also play with instruments. But for someone who didn't know our band, it sounded like two completely contradictory statements, as if we were both just continuing to badly busk our cover story, trying to hide the fact that we were in a gay three-way relationship with Ben. There was another pause, and the wife cleared her throat again. Sean and I realised how ridiculous this whole thing was becoming, and started laughing. Ben had become to cotton on to what was going on as well, and he started laughing. This only made the three of us more embarrassed, and no doubt even more like we were in a gay three-way relationship, which we were completely failing to cover up. When we'd stopped laughing, we decided just to give up our attempts to explain that we weren't in a gay three-way relationship, as it was clearly a lost cause. You what? Thank you. Spaghetti bolognese will be ready in a couple of minutes, says Ben. But it won't be generic, I'm sure. I could take a picture and put it on Facebook to prove it, but I'm not gonna. Ben hurriedly handed over the money and we took the chair out to our van, helped by the husband. As I've mentioned before, the young'un's van is meant to be a three-seater vehicle, but in reality it's more of a two-and-a-half-seater, as the three of us are squashed very tightly together. I don't think seeing me, Ben and Sean squashed very close together in a tiny van did anything to disavow the couple of the notion that we were in a gay three-way relationship with each other. They probably assumed that we'd bought the van deliberately because of its intimate size, which is why we'd also bought an intimate snuggle chair. They probably assumed that the three of us drove home in our intimate van, got the chair in, and then spent the rest of the day snuggling together. Which, of course, is not what happened at all. We only spent half the day snuggling, because Sean had to go home to his fiancée to sort out things for their forthcoming wedding, which, let's face it, is clearly a smokescreen to distract people from Sean's real relationship with me and Ben. Oh, what the hell? There's no point in denying it. And before you ask, no, there is absolutely nothing going on between any of us and Michael. We've not stooped that low.